Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Hope you're having a great start to your Friday. As we do every Friday, we say hello to the CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, who is on the line with us. Sean, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Got a some upbeat music today here on a Friday, so we're feeling pretty good. A lot of exciting things that we're going to get into with you, but I do want to start off with, back in the spring when you all made some trades at the trade deadline, it was, basically this is a process and moving through with Barry Trotz taking over as the general manager, now Andrew Brunette as the head coach. That it wasn't going to be one of those things that you snap your fingers and overnight the Nashville Predators are going to go win the Stanley Cup. That's not how this works. You know that. And so, it's kind of been a roller coaster ride early in the season for this team, talking to different players, and Roman Josi and Andrew Brunette has been on our air. There's some frustration of getting close in some games, getting leads in games, and then ultimately not getting the win. But I know for you and everybody with the Predators, that word process, that's what this is, as you develop a young team that I think is going to be really special in the long run. So what's it been like from your seat to this point in the season and watching all of this?
Well, I think you hit it right on the head. Of course you want to go 82-0, no matter what your roster looks like. Because we're all 12 years old at heart, and you just think that's what you're going to do. But, back in February, we made some very difficult choices in trading away some, guys that we all love that were centerpieces of, a great 8-9-10-year run. We knew that this year, we told people, we didn't shy from it, that this year was going to be a building block year for the future. Now, that doesn't mean we expected to lose 82 games. It's going to be a fun team. It's going to be an exciting team. You're going to be seeing the stars of tomorrow. And we're pretty fortunate to bring in three incredible free agents that can play and provide, leadership and guidance and the right way to play, how to play for the future success of the young guys. And that's pretty exciting. When you have a guy that just plays 1,000th game, and everyone describes him as the hardest working guy in the NHL, you see 19, 20, 21-year-olds looking at him and realizing what they need to do to have a similar career. And those things are exciting. With that said, we're playing exciting hockey despite a 4-game losing streak. Despite, 2-goal leads disappearing on Saturday, another one on Tuesday. But you know what? You're on your feet the whole game. You want the outcome to be differently, and it will be. When we get McDonough back and Shen back, you look at some of those young defensemen that are playing heavy minutes, penalty kill minutes, put themselves in roles that they haven't been in before at the NHL level. That's going to pay dividends for us this year, next year, and 5 years from now. So it is a process, as you said, but this is a fun team, an exciting team, and ideally, I think the show prior, you don't even know those guys, Joker's names, but they read the stat that we're 30th or 31st in the league. We won't end up 30 or 31st in the league. We'll end up being, 6, 8, 10 points out of a playoff spot or in a playoff spot, no doubt about it. But if, let's say, we do end up in that 28th, 30th spot, well, then all of a sudden the draft becomes a little bit more exciting too.
That is very true. When you see a 5-2 win on the road against Edmonton and the hat trick by Ryan O'Reilly and the things that this team did offensively in that game, to me, and I said this to people, that's kind of a glimpse of what it can look like. It's just finding the consistency to be able to do that night in and night out.
Yeah, that's right. And, it's funny. Pekka Rinne's majority of his career, we owned Edmonton, right? I forget what his record was against them, but it was like 16-1 or something absolutely incredible. And then you look at their record against us the past 3 or 4 years, and it's almost just the opposite. So after the way they beat us at home, it was nice to get up there on the road and have a really fun game and watch Ryan O'Reilly soar. So consistency is everything. You're not going to get consistency with a really young team, but that is the goal, and that is what the learning process is about. And what I love is, we have a head coach that signed on, to put together the team of the future while at the same time making this year an exciting year.
Talking to Sean Henry from the Nashville Predators. Sean, next week, David Poile, nice luncheon at City Winery, and I'm being told to be in my seats early next Wednesday at Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah, so it really is a nice opportunity for us to celebrate, David and his family and what he's done for hockey for decades and decades. And what I like about that, what I just said, was his whole family. You know, his wife, all his grandkids, his son, his daughter will be here. Because the story of the Poyles is his multi-generational love for the game. His father won a couple cups as a player, obviously launched franchises with Vancouver and Philadelphia, just like David did with the Atlanta Flames or Calgary Flames, and then obviously with the Predators. So it's going to be nice to watch him enjoy the game on Monday just with his family. On Tuesday, have a little fun, raise some money for the foundation. Hear some great old hockey stories. A few tickets are still available if you want to come on out. It'll be a great lunch and really a nice opportunity, you know, to applaud the guy that formed Smashville. And then Wednesday, we get to celebrate with 17,159 of the greatest fans in the world.
Yes.
As we, you know, honor David Poyle and his wife and his kids. And I'm just so excited about it. It's fun to be a part of, you know, from afar for so much of his career or my career. I got to watch David do what he did as a kid. I hated what he was building in Washington. You know, I was a Ranger fan back then. But then the opportunity to work with him the past 13 or 14 years, it really has been the best part of my career.
You just touched on it, Sean, but like I think it's so cool that David's going to get to watch a hockey game with his entire family really for the first time because he's always been working.
Yeah, I mean, outside of exhibition games or all-star games, I know we were all together. You know, his whole family were together for the Stadium Series game or Nissan Stadium, but it was still a little different. To be able to watch a game with his entire family in this building within the crowd that he helped cultivate and, you know, have fall in love with this great sport. I can't wait just to pop in there for a minute to watch, you know, all the love and admiration that they all have for each other. And, you know, Dave's a unique guy, a special guy. But when you see David sitting with his granddaughters or his grandson, it just, if you don't get, you know, smiles about that, there's something cold and dead inside of you because it really shows who he is as a complete person.
I totally agree. And David sent me a Snapchat and asked me to perform on the band stage Wednesday night. So I'm looking forward to that. Were you informed on that? Were you part of that email exchange?
Yeah, David's role as an advisor touches so many parts of the community and our game interaction. So I'm just so glad that he's reaching deep, deep, deep into the barrel to make sure that we have some talent that people will notice on the band stage. He's a giver and a builder.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. Also, if you're going to go to the game tomorrow night, try to get there about 6, you got some bad news, right? You're going to miss the game.
Yeah, if you show up at 6 o'clock, you'll have a good time on Broadway, I'm sure. An opportunity to welcome Connor Bedard to Smashville for the second time. The first time we all applauded him, and this time hopefully we get a chance to hear a lot of good goalie chants from our fans. So it's a fun 1 o'clock start tomorrow. Wednesday, like I said, get your seat early, but it's an 8 o'clock start, I believe.
Yes.
Chase has to fact check me on that. But
we that
also
is correct.
On Monday. It's such a weird pattern. You know, we're only Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and this week we're Monday, Wednesday, Sunday, and, of course, an afternoon game on Friday after Thanksgiving in St. Louis. The league doesn't let us play at home the Friday after Thanksgiving anymore. We canceled the game last year.
Right. I do know a week from the day, Gold Friday, and I know National Predators, well, hockey sports fans love this day. National Predators love this day. It's hard to believe, Sean, a week from the day, Gold Friday is happening.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those really fun ones where we take a collection of tickets for all of our shows, Montgomery County shows, and, of course, Predators shows, and just tie into the fun that a lot of people have with what used to be called Black Friday in parts of the country, but Gold Friday for us. And the best part about it is ours is virtual, so you don't have to be at the doors busting them down at 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning to get those great offers on TV. You can stay in bed and just order with your thumbs and have, you know, some fun savings on some games and some concerts. And then our team store, I think, opens at 10 o'clock with some incredible savings, you know, starting at that time and diminishes throughout the day. So just a fun play on that traditional retail day. And then, of course, on Monday is Sabre Monday. You guys get it yet? Cyber Monday, yeah, Cyber Monday.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah, we put some marketing words towards that one. And again, some unique offers there too. We'll also launch our holiday pack on Friday, our Gold Friday. So you don't want to miss it. It's just a fun way to continue engaging with our fans that, you know, still provide such an incredible atmosphere. And an afternoon in Smashville on a Saturday is pretty special to see Connor Bedard come on in here with the Blackhawks. He might be the next great superstar in our game. And we get to see his first game in Smashville. So look forward to seeing everyone.
Yeah, I've always noticed when I text Sean on Gold Friday, he He just sends me a link to the to go buy stuff. It's never a how you doing. It just sends me the link back and, you know, hey, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Here you go. Here's a link to Gold Friday. No, just kidding. Definitely want to check that out.
All right, I got some breaking news for you guys. We haven't announced this yet. I hope the Blackhawks don't get mad at me or Jack Daniels. But Jack Daniels gave us this really cool Jack Daniels barrel for the draft and the awards. Custom print all over it. They always do such a nice job with special things. You guys swing by my office and look at it. It's in there right now. But on Saturday, we're actually going to give it to the Blackhawks. And they're going to have Connor Bedard sign it. Maybe all their draft picks sign it if they're in Chicago. Then they're going to auction it off in Chicago. And then our two foundations will split the revenue. So
cool.
As much as we're rivals on the ice, it's really fun to engage with the personalities across our league to really bring some good to both communities. So it's I want to get that out there. And also, a week from Sunday, we have the lighting of the Jack Daniel's Barrel Christmas Tree, the largest custom printed barrel Christmas tree in the world. So make sure you're on the plaza 4 o'clock after Thanksgiving on Sunday to see a really fun, cool thing that Jack Daniel's does exclusively for us. And it's one of those really fun things.
Very, very cool. Sean, appreciate it. We will see you tomorrow. 1 o'clock start in Smashville against the Blackhawks, and really looking forward to everything with David Poile next week.
Yeah, me too. I think we need to move the segment up to an hour. We have so much to talk about.
We need to get you in the studio, or we'll come down to the arena. Do something fun.
Well, I'm sitting in the barrel house right now. I was shocked you guys weren't in there.
Well,
now on our way.
We'll be on our way. Thanks, Sean.
See you guys.
Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program, and I am looking forward to that with David Poile next week. We will actually be doing our show from City Winery.
Oh, really?
On Tuesday, and David will join the program before his lunch. So,
nice.
So looking forward to that. I told
Before our lunch, right?
Before our lunch. Yes. Yes, you get to eat. Yes.
Okay.
Don't worry about
that. Scared there for a tad bit.
A lot of texts coming through. Wrong answers only on what the announcement is today. Dylan, the Titans are going to announce Carissa Thompson as the new director of PR. we will get into that.
9:45, we will venture into that. If you haven't heard this story about her and what she said yesterday, it set back a lot of people many years.
Yeah, no, it's really unfortunate. Yep. But we will discuss that. But coming up next, Chris Sanders is going to join the program. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.